Hello and welcome to the first podcast of 2024.
Yes, welcome indeed. This time has been long awaited and the Communications Ministry has put a lot of work into it. Am I right?
You are absolutely right, and it feels amazing to finally be able to showcase our hard work in this great podcast.
So without further ado, let's dive in. Let's start off with a little bit of information about wellness at this school and what it focuses on. I'm Ruby, and I'll speak a little bit about it, and then Elsie will finish it off. Wellness is reflecting, also becoming more aware, as well as a way to grow and change your mindset. There are different types of wellnesses: physical, spiritual, social, intellectual, and emotional. Physical and mental health are very much linked, and problems can affect each other. Physical wellness gives our bodies health and function. To keep mindful, there are many things that you could do. Listen to music or do online meditations. That's it on my wellness segment. How about we move on to Elsie, who's also talking about wellness.
Thank you, Ruby. Wellness. This is a great way for you to rest your bodies and relax. Wellness is important for us so that we can be in the moment and take some time to just calm down when stressed, tired, bouncing off the walls, or even if you're already calm. You can do wellness however you're feeling. Wellness is important because it can teach you how to handle things when you are sad or angry or stressed. You can do deep breathing or just lay down on the floor or in your bed. And you can do it whenever you need to make sure that you're okay. Now, when you're feeling down or stressed or angry or anything really, take just a few minutes or even seconds to do some wellness to relax your body. That's it completely for wellness. How about we move on to Rhiannon for some info on Run Club?
Thank you, Elsie. Run Club is a great way to exercise your body and run laps on a Thursday morning. Yes, Run Club is each Thursday on the morning, where parents, students, teachers, and even our dogs come to run. We have poles to mark a circle, the perimeter of where we run. This is at Grand Promenade, also known as Grand Prom. Kids all different ages from kindy to year 6, students get a mark for each lap on their arm with a whiteboard marker. Parents and dogs also get laps, but have a sheet to score count. As a parent, you get to give your points to your child or children. We have music as we are running with our friends. Each class will tally their points each week and the class teacher will send the score out. At the end of the year, we tally all classes' end results, leading in a third, second and first place. Each winning class will receive a great prize. We hope to see you jogging along with us soon. I think that Run Club was an amazing idea from the school. Time to move on to Olivia for the assembly segment.
Thank you, Rhiannon. I will now talk about our school assemblies and what the students like about them. Today I will be talking to Ava and Archer from Year 5W. I'm going to ask you some questions. What do you like about assemblies?
I really like about assemblies when we have the true dances.
I like seeing my friends get lots of rewards.
What's your favourite assembly song?
My favourite assembly song is Shake It Off.
My favourite assembly song is Sunroof.
What could we improve about assembly?
We can improve by making it shorter because sometimes it takes a little too long.
We could make it a little shorter as well and make it more of a flow.
Do you like the true dance?
I really like the true dances because the song's really nice.
I also like the true dance because you get to get excited for when your friends are about to get a reward.
Do you think we should take song requests?
Yes, I definitely think so. Then everyone can have a chance of listening to a song.
Yes, so you could all sing along to your favourite song.
Okay, well that wraps it up for the assembly segment. I will now hand the mic over to Miller, who will talk a little bit about the new Aquinas program.
Thank you, Olivia. Let's get into talking about this year's Aquinas program and the exciting things that they have done so far. You may know Aquinas as GATE, but this year it has been changed to Aquinas. This year so far, the Aquinas program has had an amazing start. One of the things that Year 6 Aquinas has gotten the opportunity to do is a Cluedana activity, where we have the chance to solve a modified version of a real crime, and most of all, the meaning of the minds. On the 20th of March 2024, the Year 6 Aquinas program went on a trip to St. Luke's Primary School and they had the chance to collaborate and do fun activities with other advanced programs of other schools. It was a great way for this school to show what we can do. I just know that the other years of Aquinas have also done many fun things, and there are also many exciting things that are yet to happen, like the expo at the end of the year. Well, I hope that you were interested by that segment and it has inspired you to try your hardest to get into Aquinas. But don't leave us just yet, because I would love to know about our riddle of the week. Here for that segment is Alice Bush.
Hi, yes, we would like to add a little bit more fun to our St. Peter's podcast, so we have included some fun riddles of the week. Let's get into that. Riddle of the week is simple. We say a riddle over the podcast, and you'll be putting your answers in the answer box next to the student suggestion box that Ruby has so kindly put together. When I read out the riddle, I will ask you to please, please, please not let out the riddle, not yell out the riddle in class, because it ruins the fun. Today's riddle is, I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I? Well, it has been fun talking and testing our brains with these amazing riddles, and all these other great things we have discussed today.
Thank you, Alice.
That brings an end to today's podcast.
This podcast, because we definitely had fun making it.
Make sure to put your answer to the riddle in the riddle box.
And don't forget to leave a suggestion in the student suggestion box. We are open to anything.
Make sure to tune in for next time. Bye from the communication.